This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More missiles fired from Iran-backed Hezbollah militants into northern Israel today, and Israel firing back. Israel says two of its soldiers were killed by Hezbollah rockets. Lebanese health minister says at least 37 people have been killed, more than 2,900 others wounded in the explosions that took place across Lebanon the past 2 days. This is the leader of Hezbollah calling the mass bombing attack via exploding pagers a severe blow and said Israel had crossed a red line. Israeli security officials say an Israeli citizen has been indicted for involvement in an Iranian assassination plot against top Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Netanyahu. The FBI and other federal agencies say Iranian hackers sought to interest Biden's campaign in information stolen from Trump's campaign, sending unsolicited emails. Wall Street indexes are strongly higher. Mortgage rates have dropped to the lowest since early last year. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new poll shows former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck among Wisconsin seniors. An AARP poll shows that 47% of likely voters over age 50 in Wisconsin said they'd vote for Trump compared to 45% for Harris. This is actually an improvement for the Democratic ticket. Back in July, before President Joe Biden left the race, in this same poll, Trump was leading Biden by 7 points. And Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans to work with him to pass budget increases for the universities of Wisconsin. His plan includes the biggest ever increase for the system to the tune of over $800 million total.
We have an obligation to make sure this system itself is in good place, and it can't be done with just nickel and diming it every year.
That proposal will go into Evers' budget next year. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tonight's La Crosse County Board meeting has a few notable items on the agenda. One will be to decommission 14 watershed dams as part of a broader plan in the Coulee region to take dozens of failing dams offline to mitigate flood risk. A zoning item will add residential areas to the town of Holland, and the board will also consider a permit to allow for a solar array in the town of Greenfield. The board will also make several appointments and adopt a resolution to accept state funding for mental health services in the area. A man charged with homicide in La Crosse County is ruled not competent to stand trial. John Stumlin is accused of killing a 68-year-old man and trying to hide his body. He was arrested last month after being found in the man's residence on La Crosse's south side. The La Crosse County Circuit Court said Stumlin can't defend himself due to a mental illness and ordered immediate treatment and medication. He did not appear in court after refusing to attend the hearing. Stumlin was also aggressive with jail staff. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then, the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee.
And delivers. Swing and a rocket to right. Base hit. They win.
Manager Pat Murphy said after the game that the team had to overcome adversity to win a championship.
No one in spring training would have said the Brewers will win the NL Central, except maybe a few guys in that room. And it just talks to one thing. This is a game about people.
There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for 4 games beginning tonight to wrap up a 7-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Spotty showers and some storms ramp up this afternoon and into the evening hours, and some could be strong to severe, bringing high winds and hail. Otherwise today, partly sunny and still warm, with high temperatures reaching the low 80s. We hang on to the same heat tomorrow, too, under sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a
gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, my union buddy Earl Ingram Jr. will join me in studio. We'll talk about the lack of a Teamsters endorsement. Plus, can the GOP keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Come to Cheese Day in Monroe. That's the place for you to go. Music, dancing, yodeling too, and a big parade for you. And we know you will be pleased when you taste Green County cheese. Come to Cheese Day, come to Cheese Day, come to Cheese Day in Monroe.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide to the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. We are live on location from the historic Green County Courthouse in lovely Monroe, Wisconsin for the 100th Cheese Days in Monroe. Everybody, it's fantastic to be with you. Our wonderful producer back high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is the 19th, a Thursday of September, a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it's going to get even better throughout the entire day. Mr. Zommers, we are so happy. I've been so excited to be here. How are things back in Madison?
Good. It's sunny out. It's not too hot, but I'm still jealous, you know. I'm not going to get that cheese.
Well, we're gonna make sure that we bring you some cheese, Mr. Zommers, on the way back, and we're going to be talking about cheese all day long. Right now, it gives me a great pleasure to bring on one of my great friends, best friend down here in Monroe, Wisconsin, along with his wife, Florcy, and he is also the plant manager for the great Badger State Ethanol Plant, Kurt Kohler. We finally got you on the radio.
Welcome to Monroe, Todd.
Well, I'm happy to be here. You and Florcy, you're always telling me, come to Cheese Day in Monroe. You guys have been here how many years now in Monroe?
We moved here in 2002.
In 2002.
22 years now.
Yeah, so I've been coming to Cheese Days as long as you guys have been here.
Right.
For my money, it's the best mid to small town size festival in the entire state of Wisconsin.
It really is. It's so much fun. We have friends and family coming every year, you know, 2 years that the Cheese Days happens, and it's just nice to get everybody together, and then the event is just amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm honored to be the godfather of your two sons. We get one of them this year. Alex and his lovely partner Keegan are on their way here later on tonight, and your youngest son Jason is off doing the work out in the West Coast. Isn't going to be able to join us, but I think you nailed it. For me, that's one of the coolest things, getting together with family and friends. It's really a homecoming, isn't it? In Monroe?
That's what it feels like, yeah.
Yeah, and talk just a minute about, you oversee the Badger Ethanol Plant here. What does this mean for the community as someone who works in the business here? This buy is so big, ladies and gentlemen, they can only do it every other year, but what does it mean for the business community?
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, every 2 years we have upwards of 100,000 people come into town. Mm. hotels, restaurants, you know, the bars, and then downtown just enjoying all the shops around the square.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And do you have a favorite event crowd? I'm not sure I've ever asked you this. Is there a favorite part of Cheese Days as a Monroean that you enjoy?
Sure, yeah. And I think, you know, like what I first said is bringing friends and family home, getting together. But then, you know, I really like the music at night. It's always a great time.
Right.
The cow milking competition is a real unique thing and fun to see. We've had our plant have a group of guys do that, and it's just a nice competition for everybody. So, yeah, ultimately, just the whole atmosphere, the music, the culture, the heritage, it's wonderful.
It's my favorite thing to do every other year. I talk about it all the time, and we're so happy to be here. And thanks to you and Flores here for taking pity and let me crash in a bedroom.
You bet.
The hotel Kohler is open.
Happy to have you.
Thank you, Kurt. Really appreciate it. And thanks to the whole Kohler family. Kurt will be, and we'll get him back here on the show before the next couple of days is done. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to a master cheesemaker here in Monroe, Gary Grossen, and his wonderful wife, Corey. They're setting up just around the corner from the courthouse here where we're at, and they're going to be talking about the history of the whole thing, the history of cheese itself, and no better person to do it with than a master cheesemaker. Gary will explain what that means. It's a rare and very important title, not just in Wisconsin, but around the country. And also, he was in charge for a long time for the Babcock Hall Dairy. Ever gone to Babcock Hall ice cream on campus there? You'd be in Madison. Well, Gary will talk all about that. But right now, we are very honored to be joined here live at the table by Noreen Ruckert. Did I pronounce the last name right? All right, very good. Noreen is the chair of Cheese Days here in Monroe. Noreen, thank you for all your help and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for being here today. We're excited to have you broadcasting from downtown Monroe.
And talk just a little bit about this, because you guys have been so gracious as to allow us to set up here on the west side of the courthouse. And one of the great things that I've always appreciated about Monroe is that despite having, you know, you have bigger stores like Walmart in town, but downtown Monroe, the square, it truly is a square. For those watching on the stream, you can see behind us historic Baumgartner, where it's a restaurant and bar there. We get a cheese sandwich and a great beer. But this downtown, it's cool, it's vibrant, and it's a great place for the community together.
Absolutely. And we have a Main Street Monroe program. The coordinator does an amazing job bringing business into town, promoting the restaurants that we have, as well as the shopping and the dining all around. And it's a great place to be. We have concerts on the square, and actually tonight we will have our community night kickoff, and that is in partnership with Main Street Monroe and Green County Cheese Days Festival.
That's why I'm here today, folks, because this is kind of the night for the locals before all us foreigners start to invade for the weekend. But it's just a lovely, lovely time. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Noreen. Did you grow up here, and how did you originally get involved with Cheese Days Festival?
So I did not grow up here in Monroe, but I did grow up in Wisconsin, so of course very familiar with cheese. I remember as a kid loving Colby cheese, and then the varieties became more apparent to me that there's a world way beyond Colby, and we have that here in Green County, Wisconsin. We kind of like to refer to it as really kind of a melting pot, because all these different nationalities of cheese are made right here in Green County, Wisconsin. You know, we have Havarti from Denmark, you know, Gouda from wherever. I can't, Holland-ish.
Yep, yep, yep.
And, you know, or Grand Cru that originated in France. So it's pretty cool what we have as far as the variety of cheeses that are available. And we truly celebrate that all the time.
And again, that's the great thing about, you know, Monroe, I guess, like maybe the Cranberry Festival up at Warren, where they actually grow cranberries here. In Greene County, it has a long history of Swiss culture, of dairy production, and that milk that's produced largely here in Greene County goes to cheese plants here in Monroe and in Greene County. So it's not like this is being shipped in from somewhere. This is a culture that's integral to the county.
Absolutely, and it's super important to the cheese industry, the dairy industry, the Swiss heritage is part of our past and our present and our future, and we are always celebrating that. You know, it's kind of the trifecta of Cheese Days is the fact that it's Swiss heritage being celebrated, cheese making, and then, of course, our amazing dairy farmers, because I always like to say it's herd to curd. Right. And
I like that.
Yeah, and you, none of this happens without the dairy farmers that we have and the dairy farm families here in Greene County, Wisconsin.
I love the fact that you made that point. My paternal grandparents were dairy farmers in Richland County for 40 years, and that there's just a culture, there's just an appreciation when you're in that community. And that's the cool thing, that people, as they listen to us across the state, there's all kinds of time to drive down either Friday or Saturday or Sunday for the big parade. And when you come here, and we're going to talk to the master cheesemaker in a minute, you can actually see cheese being made. You can interact with those farmers, whether it's at the Greene County Ag booth here, or we're going to be sampling cheese puffs or cream puffs in a little while this weekend. But it's a... Again, it's not a show, it's not a facade. The farmers, the producers, they're all walking around here, and you can have real conversations.
Absolutely. It's very real, and it is very authentic to who we are in Greene County.
It really is. So tell us a little bit, if you would. We're talking with Noreen Ruckert, the chair of Cheese Days here in Monroe, the 110th annual. First of all, explain to people why it's biannual. It only happens every other year.
Well, it's that would actually be biennial.
Biennial. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
But, yes. And actually, it is a little bit confusing. So this is the 110th anniversary of the first Cheese Days, which was in 1914. When the festival first started out, it was a one-day event, and it was planned in, I think 19 days. Mm-hmm. They actually had a group of businessmen from downtown Monroe had gone to Forreston, Illinois, and they had a sauerkraut festival going on. Okay. And I always say they came home, they're like, hey, we can do better. Everybody loves cheese, not everybody likes sauerkraut. So they planned the first festival really fast, and it was super successful. So in the early years, there was a festival in 1914, 15, 16, and I can't remember the exact chronology of how things go, but then there were some gaps, like for the Great Depression. Also, I believe World War II-ish, there was a gap. So then since 1970, it has been a biennial event held every other year since 1970 up till now.
I tell people, it's so big, it's so fantastic, it takes so much out of you. You can only do it every other year.
Well, and I like to say that just like fine cheese, we need to let it age a little bit.
Love it. Absolutely. Do you have a favorite cheese, by the way?
You know, it's hard to pick. Mm-hmm. We have a cheese plant here called Klondike Cheese that makes feta, which is amazing. It's definitely one of my favorites. Emmy Roth makes Grand Cru, which they received the 2016 World Champion Cheese Award for. I love that. Limburger, I think there's cheeses I like better than that, but I'm not going to turn my nose up at it. So just there's such a variety that it's really fun to come and visit the cheese tent at the Cheese Days Festival, meet all the cheese makers that are in there, you know, talk with them a little bit about what they do, what they make, and you will be amazed at the variety that's made here right in Greene County.
Can you stick with us for about six more minutes?
Sure.
We're gonna come out, because I want to make sure we talk about the kind of the rundown of things happening here, so as people listen, they know when they can maybe stop by. But really quickly, you brought up Klondike. Both of my godsons worked at Klondike as summer jobs for either 2 or 3 years in high school. And what, you know, talking to their parents, Kurt and Florcy here, I mean, these boys were getting up in high school on the week, or during the summer, and having to be there at 5:30 in the morning. And they said, you know what, we never had to go in and tell them to get up. They set their alarms. And what it teaches is this responsibility and work ethic. And now that they've graduated from UW and gone into the workplace, they get compliments on their work ethic. And, of course, a lot of that goes to parenting and themselves. But working as a cheesemaker, she teaches you something.
Absolutely.
It really does. All right, going to come back here and talk with Noreen Ruckert a little bit more, give you a rundown of all the festivities. And part of the proceeds for Cheese Curds helps the community. We'll tell you how in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. We're live on location at Cheese Days in Monroe right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Hey, I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Cheese Days in Monroe, the Tom Hallball Show, live on location. Listen to that. You can hear music just like that all throughout the weekend, starting later on tonight through Sunday, right here in beautiful Greene County, the county seat of, or Monroe, rather, the county seat of Greene County. And just a little while, we're going to have Gary Grossen, who is a master cheese maker. I know that Cindy is on the line from Appleton. Cindy, if you can hang on, or if you want to call back after the bottom of the hour, because she has a great question on cheese making. And so we're going to talk to one of our cheese makers here at the bottom of the hour. So Cindy, we will take that call after the bottom of the hour. Right now, we are joined by the chair of Cheese Days here in Monroe, Noreen Ruckert. And Noreen, we appreciate you spending just a little bit more time with us. Talk a minute. I love the hat, by the way. For those not on the stream, she has a great, like, Holstein print bucket hat. It is hot out. Yeah, it's fantastic. May have to give me one of those. Because all kinds, there's a tent right behind us, and I'm wearing my t-shirt. I'm going to stand up. This is the 100th anniversary edition of the t-shirt. I'm looking forward to getting my 2024 edition right behind us. So all kinds of swag, as they say.
We do. We have lots of fun swag and merch, and we will get started selling today at 5 p.m.
Fantastic. I will be in line. Talk a little bit about, and those of you who haven't been here before, the cheese curds. I know everybody says they have the best cheese curds. After coming here for several years, I'm going to tell you the best cheese curds in Wisconsin are those right here in Monroe. It's put on by the Optimist Club. Talk a little bit about this booth that's renowned by now and how this all comes together.
Well, I do know that the Monroe Optimist Club has been frying curds for 54 years, and I'm bad with math, so you'd have to tell me what year that was. It's my understanding
1969, because I'm 54 years old.
Perfect. So I know they started out like at the fairgrounds, mm-hmm. I think was their first gig, and they had maybe a card table and like a home deep fryer or whatever, and mm-hmm. things have gone way beyond that. They have automated some of the things that they do. Like, you know, we have a lot of people here who work in fields of manufacturing with stainless types of things mm-hmm. because of the cheese industry. So I think a couple guys kind of masterminded how they could cube these giant blocks of cheese and make them ready into a cube-sized piece really? To bread them. Uh-huh. But they are all hand-breaded and hand deep fried. So it's not like it's rolling into some automated thing.
Right.
So I always tell people that, yes, the weight, there will be a little weight, but it is absolutely worth it. And these are handcrafted.
Yes.
Artisan curds.
Thank you for saying that, because this is not frozen from some distributor that, no.
Yes.
This is the real deal, made on site, fresh in real time.
Absolutely. And the cheese is local, of course. I know they have to use it's either a higher moisture or a lower moisture cheese, but it's freshly, it's very pretty fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it doesn't.
They've experimented with different things, and they have it down pat.
And bring cash, because there's one line where you go through to buy your ticket, and then there's another line to go through to pick up your cheese curd. So, you know, if you want to get here early and get your tickets, that way you don't have to stand in line for a ticket later on.
True, absolutely. And a lot of people, we have, in addition to our retail tent outside, for months now, we've been selling merch in our store, which is in the basement of the historic Green County Courthouse, and I don't remember how many rolls of tickets of cheese curds we've
really?
Sold in advance, and other people are selling them in advance as well, so it's crazy.
It's crazy, but it's crazy fun. I suppose for those putting it on, I know it's an extraordinary amount of work, because you don't take a big break after this one ends. You start pretty quickly in planning the next one, right?
We do. We really do. We do take a little bit of a break but there's a lot of this is honestly almost like running this kind of like a pop-up festival, because, I mean, we're putting together a festival grounds or turning a downtown shopping district and parking spaces mm-hmm. into a festival ground. So I always tell people that, you know, things might not be exactly perfect. You know, there's cords running here and there. We
right.
do our best, but we're literally turning this downtown district over in a couple days into a festival grounds.
Well, you do it so well. And let's run down for people here. We have a couple of minutes left. There's a main stage here. There's going to be yodelers and all kinds of things going on right behind us. Then you have the run walk tomorrow. Run things down a little bit for us. What people want to come into Green County this weekend.
Sure. Yeah, we've got, like I mentioned, we start tonight with Music on the Square with the Rhythm Kings. Tomorrow is a fantastic band tomorrow night called FBI and the Untouchable Horns, and they are literally untouchable. They're amazing. Saturday night is a band called Boogie and the Yo-Yos. Big favorite.
My favorite.
Super, super well.
Wisconsin
energy.
Band.
Yeah, Appleton-ish band. Yep. And they'll be coming in, and the cheese tent will be open. You meet the cheesemakers. And Saturday is, we've also got a kids' street going on. Absolutely free. I should mention, because I get calls, people, oh, well, what's the admission price? There is no admission price.
Right.
Everything is free. Of course, if you want to eat things and buy things, then, you know, you need your cash. But there is an ATM on site, I should mention as well. So, but yeah, lots of just fun things. And of course, parades and just all kinds of
big parade stuff. Is on Sunday. What time does that start?
The big parade on Sunday is the Swiss Colony Cheese Day's Parade. They are the sponsor. That does start at 12:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Hoping that the weather turns around a little bit, fingers yeah. crossed. But we've got some wonderful sunny days coming up, so I think we're going to have a really good time.
I know you're going to have a great time, and congratulations to you. Thank you to you and your team and everybody here at Green County. You're always fantastically hospitable, not just to people like me, but every single person that comes here. Everyone is so friendly. You've got yodelers. I mean, last night we came down to kind of check this out. I'm not sure if she was paid or not, but there was a citizen with a 5-gallon bucket pulling little weeds off of the sidewalk just to make it look better.
We have the community spirit here is above and beyond. We have fantastic volunteer ethic. And also, I should mention, really amazing local businesses, mm-hmm. lots of local businesses that do support the festival, either financially or with in-kind contributions. We've got a lift happening going on right now to get some cords up in place. That's from a local company, M&D Truck Equipment. Yeah. And people are so gracious about helping us out.
I've never been to a festival that was better at celebrating ethnicity and the Swiss heritage and marrying that with modern day and making it a family-friendly event for all ages and a celebration of food, culture, and dairy.
Absolutely. And I one other thing that kind of ties in with that, we also have, there's a lot of people in the cheese industry and the dairy farming industry that are of Hispanic heritage.
Yes.
And they
yes.
are so wonderful to be part of that. We are celebrating those folks as well with a mariachi band.
Oh my gosh.
Tomorrow.
I cannot wait for that. Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. Yodelers, mariachi, great cheese, and a good time. Noreen Ruckert, thank you so, so much for spending time with us. Great luck. Have a great Cheese Days.
Great. Thank you so much.
Come to Cheese Days in Monroe and come on back. We'll talk with a master cheesemaker after this.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
At this time yesterday, we saw October Class 3 milk go over $24 a hundredweight. That has since gone down, but fluid milk is rallying again this afternoon. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Thursday. Mike North joins us. He's a principal with EverEgg. Mike tells us that the price support is thanks to tightness in the milk supply.
Yeah, supply of late being also touched by, you know, the HPAI, bird flu, as it's commonly called, most recently making its appearance in California, of course, internationally, blue tongue disease in Europe. There's a real attack on supply. And so I think, you know, that's what helped get us here. Now we have to ask the question, like we do in every one of these up cycles, can the consumer at these prices continue to carry us?
Mike North joining us. He's a principal with EverEgg. You can find them at ever.ag online. We'll take a look at commodity prices in 60 seconds.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have farmers yielding out an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. This has everyone talking, not just farmers. Case in point, a trucking company wrote, "Morning, noon, and night, it doesn't matter. I'm hauling Z-Series. The phone doesn't stop ringing. Even my home number, it never stops ringing." Well, it's fair to say Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are making quite an impact. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/new era.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Thursday from Chicago, grain markets are pushing lower as Class 3 milk contracts are moving in the other direction. December corn is down 7 cents at 405 and 3 quarters. November soybeans trading down 2 and 3 quarter cents at 1011 and a quarter. December wheat is trading down 10 and a quarter cents at 565 and a half. July 2025 new crop wheat also down 10 and a quarter cents, trading at 602 a bushel. The October Class 3 milk contract is up 15 cents, trading at 23.75 a hundredweight. The November Class 3 milk contract is up 17 cents, trading at $23 a hundredweight. If we want to look ahead to December, that contract is up 21 cents at $21.86 a hundredweight. That's a look at your midday commodity markets on a Thursday. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Spotty showers and some storms ramp up this afternoon and into the evening hours, and some could be strong to severe, bringing high winds and hail. Otherwise today, partly sunny and still warm, with high temperatures reaching the low 80s. We hang on to the same heat tomorrow, too, under sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the author and our colleague of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, an update on the Racing Sausage Lego set. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network around the state of Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. We are live on location here for the 110th Cheese Days in Monroe at the beautiful and historic Greene County Courthouse. We're kind of on the veranda here on the west side and facing the square here. We have historic Baumgartner's Cheese behind us, or a store and also a restaurant and bar. And then you can see just over the white tent over my shoulder here, if you're watching on the stream, that's where the big stage is going to be for Friday night and Saturday night for the music events. And just around on the the north side of the courthouse here, you're going to be able to see actual cheese making as it was done years ago in a beautiful, great big copper kettle with local milk. And here to talk about the star of this weekend, which really is the cheese, a master cheese maker, Gary Grossen, and his wonderful wife, Corey. Thank you very much, both of you, for taking time out. I know it is a busy day, but welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much. And it's always fun to talk about cheese.
Right?
Cheese makes everybody happy.
Talk, if you would, Gary, start us out. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourselves. And then we're going to get into how you became a master cheesemaker. And what does that mean? Because I think a lot of people hear that, but they don't understand the significance. But both, sure. First of all, Gary, and then Corey, tell us just a little bit about yourselves, how you met, and how long you've been in Greene County.
All right. Well, I was born and raised in a cheese factory just south of Monroe here, Prairie Hill Cheese. We're 51 years. We made Swiss and the big copper kettles, and then we also got into the Brick Monster and Kobe Horns. And you lived right there. You learned how to make cheese at a very young age. And the farmers, I always want to say this cheese making, where it starts is with the farmer.
Yeah.
The farmer has to give the cheesemaker quality milk to make that quality cheese. So we always got to remember that. So growing up in the cheese factory, and you lived right above it, you walked down and stairs and got at it.
Yeah.
So anyways, but we raised our three children there also, and you know, we had the farmers there. We had about 40 farmers that hauled milk to Prairie Hill Cheese, and and we go out and pick the milk up and bring it in and process it, and then you got the whey, and the farmers want the whey back to feed to their pigs. And nowadays, whey is a vital ingredient, you know, with the whey protein powders and the lactose and all that. So anyway, it's a very great cycle and to use everything.
And Corey, how did you two meet? Did you come from a farm family too, or how did you guys first meet?
No, I didn't. I actually came from Evansville when I was 14 months old.
Wow.
And then started living in Monroe. And then I have to say my first Cheese Days was in 1955. I was 4 years old. I was on the Bergenzer family float. And then just went to school and enjoyed Cheese Days from then on until I married the cheesemaker that 1971, and I moved into the factory and became, I guess, bookkeeper, hired man, truck driver, and so on and so forth.
You got to do it all in the small business, right? Particularly in dairy or in farming.
Yeah, actually, it's close to high school sweethearts.
Now, was that a part of the first date? Did he ask you if you like cheese, or was that just
No.
I told her what she's going to get into. So
she knew, right?
Yes.
Well, and I think when we met here just a little while ago, Corey, you said, "Well, Gary, you said you're a master cheesemaker," and Corey, you said, "I'm a cheesemaker's wife." But it's so much more than that. I mean, you just said it. You're a bookkeeper. You're a hired hand. You're a truck driver, because in I think you're resemble or you representative of so many people in the dairy and cheese making industry, where it is a family business, and the family is the business.
They are. And you know, you're the, just like a farm family, cheese making family, you're the man of all hats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the cheese maker, and you know, and then you know, you got your farmers that haul milk to the plant, which you know, go out and talk to them and do the field work and all that, and you know, then we'd always haul our cheese here to Monroe here, and it was you know, a lot of parts to the puzzle.
Yeah,
you know, so
talk to folks, Gary, about, we hear this term master cheesemaker. I'm not sure that most Wisconsinites around the state understand how much work goes into that title and what it means and the connection to the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Yes, well, Wisconsin is the only state that has this master cheesemaker, and it was started by, back then, a Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board and what's now Wisconsin Dairy Farmers and Center for Dairy Research. And to get into the master program, you have to go, and you have to be a licensed cheesemaker for sure, 10 years.
Mm-hmm. 10 years, first of all.
10 years, yep. For sure. And you have to be making the type of cheese you're being certified in for 5 years. But start out with, you apply, and it goes, there's a master cheesemaker board, and they review your application, and then you have a plant inspection where you have a verbal interview.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it goes back to the board again, and yeah, you can start, and it takes 3 years to, you got required and elective courses you have to take. Mm-hmm. And after that 3 years completed, and during them 3 years, your cheese that you're certified in has to be evaluated and meet all the standards of that type of cheese.
Right.
After 3 years, then they give you this. It's an open book test, and it will take you 40 hours.
40 hours for a
and
test.
You got it for a month, and and everything has to be referenced and all that. And if you think you're going to get by with one paragraph, it ain't going to cut it. It isn't going to cut
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
And after that, then it goes back to the Master Cheesemaker Board, and they review it, and they accept everything. You and you're certified, and you're master cheesemaker, and whatever cheeses you certify, you can certify in two cheeses at one time.
Okay.
And I've been through the program 9 years, certified in Brick and Munster, Cheddar, in Gouda, and Havarti.
Wow! And every time you get certified in these different cheeses, do you have to take that a different test every time?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh my!
The first one is the big one.
Yeah.
But then after that, it's specific to what type of cheese you're certifying in.
So this is, I think this, thank you for that explanation, because you know, this isn't something that happens overnight. You have to truly be, I mean, hearing the word master really comes into it, right?
Well, what it is, it's just like your PhD.
Yeah,
exactly. And what it's, there's, you know, cheesemakers out there that, you know, haven't been to it yet, but they're very good cheesemakers.
Right, right.
It's a personal thing. You wanna, it gives you a chance to, you know, up your skills and dig in more to the scientific end of it.
Yeah.
And like
the
that,
only other so. Master cheesemaker I've ever met or known is Sid Cook up at Car Valley.
Yes,
really,
well.
Really great guy, and yeah. I learned a lot from him over the years.
Absolutely.
And also, it seems like to me, master cheesemakers are just people that are so in touch with Wisconsin and their community, and you do it out of a love. It's a passion, right?
You know, and we're, you know, like here in Greene County, a lot of the cheesemakers now my age, our fathers made the cheese.
Right.
And then we come into the picture and we learned the art.
Mm-hmm.
Cheesemaking is an art.
It really is.
Yep. And then you just keep passing it down, and we're all like we're related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a family, right?
Exactly.
It really is. We're talking with the master cheesemaker, Gary Grossen, and his wonderful wife, Corey. I want to talk a little bit about what's happening here at Cheese Days in Monroe this weekend, and this booth right around the corner here. Again, there's no admittance fee to it. Anybody can come. You can see and learn about this for free. How long have the two of you, Corey, how long have you been helping Gary set this up? And then what goes into this booth?
Well, we started Monday. last Monday we had to get the building to put up that the Boozman family that they've let us keep doing it. And then we've been here all week basically because different things that we've had to take care of as far as making the cheese come Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But as far as years, Corey, how many years?
Well,
probably 30 plus.
Oh, yeah. I'd say probably more than that, maybe close to 40. Yeah.
Wow.
And
explain to people what goes into it, Gary. Like there is a huge copper kettle here, and explain what you're demonstrating to people.
Okay. Well, first of all, we go to Monticello Silver Lewis Cheese, and one of their farmers there, Don Silver. We go there. We got a guy that goes there. It's his milk truck. We're going to have like 1,800 pounds of milk. Mm-hmm. And we'll bring it in, and we do preheat it at the factory because this is a demonstration, so you kind of speed things up.
Right.
We'll bring it in here, and then we'll naturally, you got to add your culture. Your culture, there's what your culture does, it'll start the fermentation process. Mm-hmm. You know, you take the lactic sugar, change it into lactic acid, and start your pH and acids and doing what it has to do to start the cheese making. After you got it in there a required amount of time to let this culture work, then you put you in your rennet, which coagulates the casein into a gel.
Okay.
And for that, you cut it into your cheese curds, and then your, which we always say, then your curds and whey separate, which is, you think it's a miracle.
Yeah.
It's a miracle, you know. And, you know, in different cheeses, you cook to this different temperature. Different cheeses use different cultures as far as your flavor profile or whatever you want to do and like that. And there's adjunct cultures, which you can, for added flavor and like that. And then you got to cook it and, you know, what we call for working and heat it. And once it is, we go by... You know, back in the days, you didn't have all these fancy instruments to check the moistures and the pHs and all that. And the old cheesemaker, and I remember young, you put some of that curd between your fingers and you just press it. And you could feel the body, the texture, and the moisture.
Yep.
I always tell off the university there, it was a Babcock Haller Center for Dairy Research, this tool right here, my thumb and finger right there can tell me a lot. So.
Well, I know my grandparents on my dad's side were dairy farmers. My grandpa on my mom's side for many years was not a master cheesemaker, but he made cheese. And his fingernails were always rigid because of the acid at the time, you know, that they were always using.
Yeah.
And so he says that's from making cheese. That's why his fingernails are like that.
And then after that, then this here, it's really something to see. Once this cheese is ready to dip, we could quit stirring it, and you got this... This long rod, which in Swiss they call a bagley, and you roll it up on the end of your cheesecloth. It's a big cheesecloth. There's one person, one side of kale, on the other side, and you go underneath all that curd and bring it up. You got all that curd in this big cheesecloth and tie it in a knot, and then you hoist it out of the kettle with the chain hoist and down into the hoop. And then there's a process of, you know, changing the cloth through the process and turning the cheese, you know, to get a shape. And then after that, when it goes into a brine tank to be salted, and some cheesemakers back then also just dry salted, but and then it goes into, see, there's one of the cultures too that you put in there is a propionic bacteria, and what the propionic bacteria is, it's a gas producer. And once this cheese goes into a heated room, like 65 degrees, and it'll take about 6 weeks, and it'll start forming these little bubbles, and it'll grow into the about, you know, the holes, or we call them eyes, you know. And
that's how you get Swiss cheese.
Yeah. I always told them, and they used to, how you got paid on your cheese was it was graded, and they take a tryer, plug it, and there's A, B, C's, and D's. And I always told the kids, and they'd come for a tour of the plant, I said, just like going to school, you wanted A's and B's.
Right. You know? I think we all do.
Yeah, right.
Well, this festival is certainly A-listed on my scale. Can you stick around for about 6-7 more minutes?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to come back because I want to talk a little bit more about some of the events happening in Cheese Days. Ask people who's been here for a while, what's changed in the cheese-making industry and what you see going on into the future, and maybe a little bit about Babcock Hall Ice Cream. All that and more live from Monroe, Wisconsin at Cheese Days in Monroe. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Come to Cheese Day in Monroe. That's the place for you to go. Music, dancing, yodeling too. And a big parade for you. And we know you will be pleased when you taste green county cheese. Come to Cheese Day, come to Cheese Day, come to Cheese Day in Monroe.
Welcome back. We are here at Cheese Days in Monroe on the beautiful square of the Greene County Courthouse. And here's what I know. Monroe is a great place to visit. It's a great place to live. It has the best cheese in the world, has the best people in the world, and the humility is on tap as well. Because we're sitting here talking to Gary and Corey Grossen. Gary is a master cheesemaker, and Corey says, well, I'm a cheesemaker's wife. Well, I'd forgotten to mention at the top, and they were so modest. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the king and queen of Cheese Days. Congratulations, you guys.
Yeah, it was
in 2008.
In 2008, yeah. I mean, you've been there, and it goes. There's a little royalty in the family because your son. Tell us about that.
Yeah, our middle boy Brad was prince in 1984, which was 40 years ago.
Wow.
And we have an older son Chad and a daughter Kelly.
That's fantastic. And tell us. I mean, is that more of a like an ambassador role? Is that something you do throughout the year or during Cheese Days? What goes into being the king and queen of Cheese Days?
Well, the board elected us, and I'll never forget that day when we were asked. Martha Burnett and Diane Phillips met with us at Judah in the community center. And I thought it seemed funny that Martha was with Diane.
Yeah.
And they, at that time, asked us if we'd be willing to be king and queen of Cheese Days.
That's great.
It was such a special honor. I just... if I could do it again, I would.
And you go out and talk to people in groups and things like that?
Yes, you go around and you're promoting cheese days in the dairy industry.
The parades and all that goes with it.
Go to school and, you know, the week of cheese days and what I did, I had a block of cheese and I'd plug it and I'd ask some of the kids to come down and be the cheese grater. How do you like it? Good. You know.
That's awesome. And Corey, there's all kinds of Swiss heritage here this weekend. I understand you can yodel a little bit.
Yes.
Can you give us a little sample?
My mom was always, I listened to records and she'd say, you know, and our boy Brad, he can yodel too, but really? He doesn't want to admit it.
Hey, that's absolutely fantastic. Now, that's what I'm looking for when you come to Cheese Days in Monroe. That's right. Are both of you of Swiss heritage? Or?
Yeah, my parents, their family all come from Switzerland. They're all Swiss. And my mother wasn't, but you know what? If you want to be Swiss, everybody can be Swiss, and especially during cheese day.
Especially during cheese day.
Yeah.
And you know, Noreen, she brought this up, and the parents of my two godsons are sitting right over there, and my buddy Kurt, he has a lot of Swiss on his side, and their mom is originally from El Salvador, and so my godsons, who worked at Klondike, both of them, you know, they have this Latino and Swiss heritage together, and there's so many now Hispanic Latinos working in the cheese industry.
Absolutely, You know, being up to the university, I had a lot of foreign students that come and down, and actually had one young man from Turkey, and that's actually what his dad does in Turkey is make cheese. Yeah. So I made some very fantastic gouda cheese up to Babcock Hall, and he always wanted my cheese make my recipe for that, and I said, when you get on that airplane, you're heading for Turkey, then I'll give it to you.
Right. So it doesn't stay in the country.
Yeah, right.
But just like music or athletics, cheese is kind of a universal international language.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's a great thing. And talking about, we'll be making that cheese on the north side here Saturday. And you know what? You can come that day. We'll let you stir the curd, and you can be a cheesemaker for a day.
That's great. I forgot to bring this up earlier. If you can give us the 30-second or one-minute version, Gary, how do you make cream cheese? Somebody asked.
All right. Well, it's a special process like everything is. There's a separator which goes through, and it with the cream and the milk and all that, and it's got to get its right consistency, and then you add your different ingredients and it all starts, you know, with the quality of milk and going through the special separator and the special cultures that makes it and the different ingredients.
That's fantastic. Yeah. About 1 minute or maybe just less than 1 minute from each of you. Corey, what do you think has changed the most in the time that you've been doing Cheese Days?
Well, I think the parade is somewhat a lot bigger than it used to be back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
The tents and all that are here now were never that brilliant, but one thing you have to remember, we got cheese curds too.
Right.
And people, you know, it's like a homecoming for them, and it was back then when I was a little girl. It's all about being a part of the heritage that people are of from the Greene County area.
Mm.
And we just celebrate and brings people home to then class reunions and builds up to it. Now it's a lot spectacular, bigger than it was back when I was little.
Gary, quickly, 30 seconds, what's the biggest change in Cheese Day?
I don't think it changed at all. You're here to eat cheese, make cheese, talk cheese, think cheese,
right?
Sleep cheese, and just the whole thing on cheese and getting together and it's just a fun weekend. And to me, it's been a fun weekend. And, you know, back for with our fathers, mothers, grandparents and all that, it all ends up being the same.
Corey, give us a little yodeling on the way out.
Dee-dee-dee-dee, dee-dee-dee-dee-oh, oh-da-da-da-dee-hoo, oh-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-oh.
Corey's going to keep yodeling. Willa say, stay with us. We'll be hour number two live from the Green County Cheese Days in Monroe. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we make our popcorn pick of the week, and David Desimone, director of the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva, joins the show to talk about Victorian spiritualism.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX.